Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's time now for Market Watch, and we have on the line with us Ooi Beng Hui, Research Manager at TA Securities. Good morning, Beng Hui. Now, we've seen a slew of projects awarded in the first half of 2016, from the MRT Line 2 and the Pan-Borneo Highway. So let's talk about those projects. What's the latest developments there, and what kind of value are we looking at?
Good morning. MRT Line 2 and Pan-Borneo Highway are two largest infrastructure projects ever undertaken in Malaysia, which each of them costing close to $30 billion. For MRT Line 2, several major civil works packages have been awarded. The $15.5 billion underground works packages, which was awarded to MMC Gamunda JV, while elevated works packages 1, 2, 3, and 10 were awarded to Sunway Construction, Ahmad Zaki, IJM, MRCB, with a contract amount of $1.2 billion, $1.4 billion, $1.5 billion, and $648 million respectively. So far, close to about $20 billion of civil works has been awarded, and we expect the physical construction works to start in second half this year, and the remaining major civil works packages to be awarded by second half 2016. For Pan-Borneo Highway in Sarawak, 4 out of the 12 works packages have been awarded. The project was actually launched last year, and it is currently at early stage of construction. The remaining 8 packages is at tender stage now, and are expected to be awarded by third quarter this year. As for Pan-Borneo Highway in Sabah, it was launched in April this year, and Borneo Highway PDP Sendrian Berhad was appointed as the PDP. The first package has actually started in April this year.
Are we expecting any delays which could hamper completion and add further cost pressures?
Okay, for MRT Line 1, it's progressing smoothly and is on track to schedule completion by mid-2017. But for LRT Line 3, we see a slight delay in the implementation. According to their official website, the works are supposed to be awarded and the construction is expected to start early this year. But currently, they are still at the tender stage.
Based on the first quarter results, how have some of the corporate earnings from the major players performed?
Except for IGM, which was dragged by weaker than expected earnings by its plantation and property division, other major listed construction players such as Gamuda, WCT, and Suncon reported earnings that were largely within the market expectations.
Are there concerns over foreign labour and prices of building materials that could weigh down a construction player's earnings?
Yes, both labour costs and prices of building material are risk to contractors. However, we understand that for MRT project, the risk of fluctuation in prices of building materials is with the project delivery partner, or so-called PDP. As they'll be the one supplying major construction material to the works package contractor. Actually, another concern is on the possibility of labor shortage in the construction industry. I think the situation is still manageable now, but it may become a concern when the activity level of this mega project accelerate. Shortage of labor could lead to delay in project completion, cost overrun, and putting the contractor at risk of being imposed certain damages, or so-called LAD. It is a relief to the contractor that after the government decided to unfreeze the hiring of foreign workers for the construction sector. And as for the recent increase in levy from 1,250 to 1,850, we believe the increase in cost will be passed on to the clients.
Besides the MRT and the Panbonio projects, are there also developments from the Rapid Pengerang projects? Also, you've got TRX and the Kuasa Damansara. Are you expecting more job flows from these projects as well?
Yeah, we are positive on the outlook of the construction industry, and we have always called on the construction sector. This is mainly driven by infrastructure projects being implemented by the government. We expect more news flow on project awards in second half this year, coming from MRT Line 2, LRT Line 3, Panbonio Highway, Gemas JB Double Track, and various highway projects. Other mega projects that could be implemented include Penang Transport Master Plan, KL Singapore High Speed Rail, and all these projects are expected to keep the contractor busy, really, really busy for the next 5 years. If the Penang Transport Master Plan and KL Singapore High Speed Rail proceed as planned, we'll see more than 150 billion of construction projects. It's a tremendous amount of work to be carried out in near to medium term.
And your stock picks for the sector?
Okay, our top pick is Sunway Construction Group Berhad. We have a target price of 180. Besides civil and building works, it also involved in the foundation and M&E works. So it saves clients from having to deal with various contractors. Besides that, it has a strong track record. I think Suncon is the only contractor that has involved in MRT, LRT and BRT. It is a strong candidate for public transport related construction projects. It has already secured a work package for MRT Line 2 and is eyeing construction works for LRT Line 3 and possibly BRT between Klang and KL. Currently, it has a strong outstanding order book of 5 billion, which is about 2.6 times FY15 revenue. And it is a strong contender for the upcoming LRT Line 3, Panbonio Highway, Dash, Suki and BRT project. Note that its construction order book is further supported by bedrock order from its parent company, Sunway Berhad. So each year they get about 500 million to 800 million of bedrock order from its parent company. And finally, Suncon is in net cash position of about close to 300 million or about 23 cents per share. And it has a dividend policy of paying at least 35% of its core net profit. And with its net cash position and limited capex requirement, we see a potential upside to its future dividend payout.
Thanks so much. That was Ui Beng Hui, Research Manager at TA Securities.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and